It's the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line is brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by the folks at Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street in Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight, the Brenham Sports Line is on the road. We are at Brenham High School for a very special night where members of the class of 2020 will be signing their letters of intent and getting ready to play some college athletics. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Welcome to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And it's been a while since we have taken our microphones on the road, and always like to get on out and have some fun on the road with the show, and especially after we have been cooped up for months. And we are at Brenham High School, where tonight the class of 2020 is going to be signing on the dotted line, honoring a group of athletes that are going to go on to college and participate in college athletics. And with me is Brenham High School Athletic Director and Head Football Coach Elliot Allen. And Coach, first of all, thanks for having us out here tonight for this special event. This is a big moment for these young athletes.
Well, first of all, we appreciate you guys being here. These guys deserve a lot of credit. They've obviously had a rough go at their senior year, but thankfully for these kids, they're going to get the opportunity to go on and compete at the collegiate level. So big night for them, and we're excited to celebrate with them.
Speaking of a big night, not many high schools get to recognize at least 15 athletes that are moving on to the collegiate level. That is a pretty amazing number, Coach.
Well, that's a testament to, you know, to the athletic ability and the pool of talent I think that we have in Brenham, and obviously, you know, the hard work and you know, whatnot that goes into it from our kids and our coaches. So very proud of it.
And you mentioned the coaches. I was going to say it's also a testament to the coaching that these young athletes get from the junior high level on up. So going back to seventh grade or so, these kids have been the recipients of pretty special coaching if they're moving on to the collegiate level.
Well, you get lots and lots of coaches and lots of different coaching styles, and the great athletes like we see here, they're able to take a little bit from everybody that you know coaches them and impacts them.
And as we look at this list of athletes, you look at some schools, and some schools are categorized as football schools, or this school might be a baseball school, or this school might produce basketball players. We're looking at football, baseball, volleyball, soccer, and track athletes on this list. Incredibly diverse group of athletes.
Well, we're excited, and again, just having a wide range of different sports here, and I think that's a testament to all of our athletic programs, and it's good to see so many sports being recognized today.
And one thing that we notice as we look down this list of athletes, a lot of these athletes, almost every one, with just a couple of exceptions, multi-sport athletes. One thing that makes Brenham kind of unique in today's athletic market is that you have so many kids that play multiple sports.
Well, and we're proud of that. We highly encourage our kids to compete in as many sports as they can possibly compete in. I think that may not be the norm, but I do think that when you look at elite college athletes, most of the time they're going to be multi-sport athletes because they enjoy the competition, and obviously they're gifted athletes.
And you look at the list, not just now, but over the years of Brenham athletes that have gone to the professional level, that have played either professional baseball or professional football, they are multi-sport athletes. They are they're athletes that have played football and basketball and maybe run track, or baseball players that have played baseball and have been part of the basketball or the football program. So Brenham, I think, does an outstanding job of developing all-around great athletes.
Well, like I said, that's something that we're extremely proud of. I know Brenham historically has had that, you know, where they've had multi-sport athletes. And, you know, as I said a minute ago, if you're a great athlete, you like to compete in a lot of different settings. And I think the more sports you're able to compete in, the better you prepare yourself for whatever sport you select in college.
And one thing that is got to be exciting for local folks, 7 of the athletes that are signing are going to be going to Blinn College to play for their incredible athletic program there. So local folks will get a chance to see some of these athletes right in their own backyard for at least the next 2 years.
Well, that's a unique experience right there. Hopefully, you know, it does a number of things. We're able to go and watch them all play, but two, you know, help support the Blinn programs. You know, we have a vested interest there, and hopefully our community will get out and go watch some Blinn baseball and Blinn football.
All right. And getting away from this in just a minute, how have you and the athletes, coaches, how's everybody been kind of dealing with these last couple of months?
Well, I tell you, it's just there's really not an answer, a right answer to, you know, to how to deal with it. We're just all, you know, taking it day by day. I know we had the opportunity today to start with our strength and conditioning program, and it looked very, very different than what we're used to with 10-foot social distancing for kids that are working out, and they're spread out over a couple of football fields, and but it's nice to see us get back, and hopefully we can get back to fall sports and that all be normal.
And that was going to be my next question. How did it feel to get out there today and actually be out there with some athletes and at least with the restrictions, but at least get a chance to work with some kids?
I tell you what, it was, you know, from the kids and the coaches alike, just the energy in the air. I think everybody was pumped up to be back out there and not to have, you know, being restricted to being at home and whatnot. But there was a lot of energy from both coaches and kids, just getting the opportunity to get out and work again.
All right. And before we move on to speak with some of the kids, obviously to put on something like this, takes a lot of help. I know that there's some parents out there and some boosters that really came through to put this all together tonight.
Well, we had a lot of great parents. I know that Carrie Oschenbeck and Roseanne Miller kind of headed the thing, but we had a lot of support, and it's a awesome stage in there. We're going to have a great night.
All right. We do want to remind everybody, if you hadn't heard, we've been mentioning it throughout the day, but it has moved inside to get out of the heat. So we are inside the high school in the lobby. And everything's going to be going on out at the down in the stage in the theater. So we urge everybody to come on in. If you were worried about coming out here and standing out in the heat, you don't have to. It feels nice in here, Coach.
It's nice. If we could take this outside all summer, it'd be sweet, wouldn't it?
I tell you what, if you could have it like this on the football field come August, that's when I'd be a little more excited about it.
Well, I'd be fighting for my job. Everybody'd want it then, I think.
All right. Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks for having us here, and we look forward to speaking with some of the athletes coming up here in a minute.
Okay. Well, thank you, and appreciate y'all covering us.
All right. And we will be back with some of the athletes that are going to be signing their National Letters of Intent coming up here in a few minutes, right after we hear these messages from our Sportsline sponsors.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
Shannon and Dodie Meir of Brenham Tire and Auto at 605 South Bluebell Road congratulates the 2020 graduates and wishes you the best with your life's new chapter. Before you leave for college, stop by Brenham Tire and Auto for a free courtesy inspection. Want to learn how to check your fluids and tire pressure so you're never caught in a pinch? Call 836-4811 for an appointment for a quick lesson. Also, Mr. Windchill of Brenham Tire and Auto fixes rock chips, replaces auto glass, and fixes windows that aren't working properly. Call Brenham Tire and Auto in Brenham.
And we are back here on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. And we are at National Signing Night here at the Brenham High School, just outside of the theater. They'll be signing their National Letters of Intent coming up here at about 6:30. But we're going to talk to some of the athletes. So let's get our first athlete to step on up and introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Jan Tusum.
All right, and Jan, it's great to have you here. And first of all, obviously, tell them about your shirt. We know where you're signing.
Yes, sir. I'm signing to Blinn College.
And what was it about Blinn that that drew you there, that made you decide that's where you wanted to play college football?
Well, after talking to Coach Mahon, you know, he said he's been watching me for a while, and he's been keeping an eye out on me, and he just seemed very interested, and I liked the football culture of Blinn College, and just decided it was a great place for me to go.
And now, one thing about this whole process, was it kind of fun hearing from colleges and stuff, hearing from a few colleges saying, hey, you know, we kind of like to come play a little football for us?
Yeah, you definitely get excited, you know, hearing that people want you to come play for them and they're willing to do all these things for you. So, you know, yeah, it's pretty exciting to hear all those colleges.
Now, talking about Blinn College, what is it that you're more excited about? I mean, they've won four national championships over the years. They've also sent, I believe on last count, I think they've sent in my time here, six or seven wide receivers to the National Football League. How excited were you about that?
I was really excited about that, you know, being a part of a great program and, you know, coming in and being the next best receiver out there, you know, and I got to work to get where I want to be.
All right. And also, as far as what you're going to be studying, have you thought about what you're going to major in yet, or are you just going to try and get some of the smaller classes out of the way first?
Yes, sir. I'm going into physical therapy. You know, I wanted to stay around the football atmosphere, you know, sports atmosphere, and, you know, try to get where I got to get done.
All right. And was it a little tough deciding football or basketball? Because you had really good last couple of years at both both sports.
I wouldn't say it was really tough. You know, football just had a better atmosphere than basketball did. You know, it's more of a football town than it was basketball. So I just had to go with football.
All right. Well, Jan, thanks for joining us. We've had a lot of fun watching the last couple of years, and we're looking forward to seeing you for the next two.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks for being here. All right. Jan Tusum joining us. And next up.
My name is Jackson Miller.
All right. And Jackson, great to have you here. Of course, you're going to Blinn as well.
Yes, sir.
What went into your decision to go to Blinn, choosing Blinn?
You got a chance to play football and stay in your hometown, stay where you've been used to. You don't have to go learn a whole new city, so it's just going to be easier. I think better just stay here for two more years.
And you're going to Blinn as a kicker, as a punter, but got any word on are they going to let you play a little wide receiver here and catch any passes too?
Yes, sir. I talked to him when I was up there. I asked him about both positions. He said, yep, you can do anything. I know you had success at both positions, so we're going to let you do both while we're there and try out for both and just try to get on the field any way you can. And so I'm really excited about that. I'll have kind of two opportunities to get on the field.
Now, the last Brenham Cub that went to Blinn and was a wide receiver and a punter, John David Baker, and he played in the National Football League. So have you talked to him a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. Actually, he's my neighbor right down the road.
All
and
right.
So I did go over to his house one day. He kind of gave me some pointers. But, yeah, I have heard that he was pretty good on both sides of the ball. So hopefully I can follow in his footsteps a little bit.
And what are you? Have you decided yet what you're going to major in?
Yes, sir.
At Blinn? Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm going to be business, general business, and business management. Somewhere around there is where I'm going to start out at.
And how excited were you that the last couple of years here at Brenham High School, you got to make some deep runs in the playoffs. You got to play 13, 14 games a year. How exciting was it to be part of a program that got that kind of a success and now go to a program in Blinn that's won four national championships?
I'm really excited for Blinn. And then coming from Brenham, a good program, the past 2 years, we've gone three rounds deep. Get to play three more games, as you said. I'm just thankful that I got an extra six games from the past 2 years of experience under my belt. And then going to another storied program, a good program, hopefully we can still make some more deep runs at Blinn and continue that tradition.
All right, Jackson, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
All right. And next up here on the Brenham Sports Line is
JT Robinson.
All right, JT. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, how excited are you to open up this next page in your future?
I'm very excited. I'm ready to try new things.
Now, what are some of the things that you were most excited about as far as Blinn College? What drew you there? What was it about Blinn College that made you decide to go there?
Oh, the coaches. So I know some players there, and I like the atmosphere.
And the fact that you can still enjoy some home cooking, too, I'm sure that's exciting,
yes,
too. Huh? All right. And as far as your conversations with Coach, what were some of the things that he told you as far as expectations, what they expect you to bring to the program?
Go hard, no mess, go hard, and just go out there and have fun.
All right, and what are some of the things you feel that that make you good enough that you can play at the next level? What are the things that you feel you bring to the table?
My speed, my strength, and my pass rush.
All right, and how excited are you to get a chance to sack a few quarterbacks at the college level?
Very excited.
All right. And what were some of the things that you most are excited about when you look back at the past few years here at Brenham High School playing with the Cub program?
What am I excited for?
What were some of the things that you were most excited about over the past couple of years?
Just going out there, enjoying the football games, just having fun with my friends.
All right, JT, thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you out there in Blinn Blue.
All right.
All right. JT Robinson joining us. And next up is
Garrett Weispoppy.
All right. And Garrett, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what went into your decision to go to Blinn.
Basically the hometown feel, because living here in Brenham, Blinn's the school to go to, and they wanted me and they liked what they saw, so Blinn was first option.
And one thing that has truly impressed me the last couple of years is how Blinn has recruited offensive linemen. You're going to be part of an offensive line that over the past couple of years has got a reputation of beating people up.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. How excited are you to join the Blinn offensive line?
Extremely excited, especially being here at Brenham offensive line. It's going to be a complete step up from this high school offensive line to junior college.
And what are the things you feel that you're going to bring to the program? What do you feel are some of the reasons that they're excited to have you as part of the Buccaneer program?
Definitely my size and my strength. My weight's on my side, so I know how to use it. So I've learned over a couple of years how to use my weight properly. So I'm hoping they're excited for that.
Out of these past couple of months having to stay home, have you put on a little bit, or you still feel like you're in game shape?
I feel like I'm in good shape. I have put on a couple pounds, but I still feel like I'm in good shape. I can still get out there and move like everybody else.
All right. And as you get ready to go to Blinn, if you don't mind me asking, how big are you right now?
Like weight-wise?
Yeah.
I'm in the, 360 range. I got to drop it down.
Wow, that's bigger than fridge.
Yeah.
And one thing I always like to ask any of my hogs, which do you like doing better, pass blocking or firing out and run blocking?
Firing out and run blocking.
There you go. That is a true hog right there.
Right, yeah.
All right. Well, Garrett, thanks for joining us. Going to look forward to seeing you playing for the Buccaneers next couple of years.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Garrett Wiesepoppy joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line. And we have talked to the football players. We got some of the baseball players coming up next, and we'll talk to them right after these messages.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Join KWHI this Saturday for the 31st annual Burton Cotton Gin Festival and Parade. After the parade, head to the Texas Cotton Gin Museum for tours of the old gin, a ginning demonstration, food booths, arts and crafts, children's games and activities, and musical entertainment all afternoon. Our broadcast from downtown Burton is sponsored in part by K&H Portable Toilets, Citizen State Bank, and Tegler Toyota. Tune in to KWHI AM 1280 or FM 101.7 this Saturday for the Burton Cotton Gin festivities.
And we're back here on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, where tonight we are at Brenham High School, where it is National Signing Night. 15 athletes signing national letters of intent. We just got finished talking to the Brenham Cub football players. Now we're going to move on to the Cub baseball team. And joining us first is
Evan Oschenbeck.
All right, Evan, great to have you here. And first of all, how excited are you that you're ready to take the next step in your life, your career?
It just feels great after this past season. It just feels good that I know that I can go out and next year and have a chance to play again and just compete like I always wanted to, and it just feels good.
How tough have the last couple of months been?
It's been tough. It's like you never thought that this would have happened. Just your whole season just gone, and I just don't know what to think. It was crazy.
And what was it about Blinn College that got you excited about going there?
It was a hometown. It's home, and I just don't know. It just felt right to me, and I know the coaching staff well, and it just felt really good. And my grandma, her husband was the her husband was the first All-American at Blinn, so it was kind of obvious choice just to come and just play behind him and just have a good time.
And what was it about Coach McIntyre that's got you excited about going there?
He likes to win. He told me that we're going to go in and we're going to win games, and it's just going to be a fun time, and you're going to have to work your butt off, but everything will pay off in the end.
Now, have you gotten any indication whether you're going to get to pitch and hit and play the field, or are you going to be one or the other?
He said I could do anything I wanted to, but he really wanted me for the arm. But he said I could choose if I wanted to hit two this fall, I could hit. And he said I could just choose whatever I wanted to do.
And I'm sure you played against some college competition, playing amateur ball in the summer and things like that. What are some of the things that you feel you need to be ready for when you make that next step up?
Definitely, like as far as a hitting standpoint, just the velocity and just trying to get everything timing down. And on pitching side, just locating the ball down and hitting the spots and just have control the whole game.
All right. And what are some of the things when you look back this past year, kind of as an exception, but as you look back the last few years being part of the Cub program, what were some of the things you're most excited about?
I just want to thank everybody who's got me to this point, just my friends and family and teammates and coaches, and just for them playing behind me whenever I wanted to, and it's just a blessing to be a part of Brenham baseball.
All right, well, Evan, appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you for a couple of more years.
Thank you.
All right, Evan Oschenbeck joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line. And next up here on the Sports Line is
Jackson Coyne.
All right, Jackson, and first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
What is it about Temple that got you excited?
It's just a good opportunity and a good spot in a junior college, and that's really the route I wanted to go. It's an easier way to get put out there more, better growth.
And what are some of the things you feel they're going to be expected of you?
Do what?
What are some of the things you feel are going to be expected of you?
Just to work hard every day and give it my best effort and do the best I possibly can to get a spot.
And I know that even though it was a shortened season and only a couple of examples, but it seemed like going into this season, you really found what was working for you. How excited was Temple to see that? How excited were you that it seemed like you started to figure out what really worked for you?
It was very exciting because it showed me how I could separate myself from everybody else.
And now, what are some of the things that the coaches from Temple have told you about their expectations and your expectations?
Like I said, just to work hard. Lefty, you don't have to throw it by everybody being a lefty. Just be able to locate your stuff and have good secondary pitches.
And what are some of the things when you look back last couple of years here in Brenham that stand out in your memory?
I mean, really, it's just all the time I spent with my teammates and the fun that I've had with them.
All right. And where does the no-no rank?
Number one for sure.
All right. And how much does it help that you've got some folks that can work you out with some wiffle balls so that you know what to you can kind of pick up a little extra on that curveball for you?
It can be helpful.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, Jackson, thanks for being with us.
Yes,
congratulations.
Sir. Thank you.
All right, and next up is?
Jake Olson.
All right, Jake, and first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
How excited are you that you're going to become a Buccaneer?
I'm very excited.
What were some of the things that really kind of turned your decision towards the Buccaneers?
I always knew Blinn was a really good program for baseball, and it was close to home, so I figured starting off there would be a really, really good opportunity for me.
And what has Coach McIntyre told you about as far as their expectations of you?
Just to get in there every day and grind and never stop and just trust the process. Keep working as hard as I can every single day and getting better.
And I know one of the things that impressed us, myself, Tommy, everybody that did ball games when we watched you play, was that you're kind of what we call a throwback player, a guy that wasn't afraid to get dirty, get down in the dirt, grab that extra base. How much did that play into the decision of Blinn to invite you to come play for them? As far as being just an old-fashioned kind of player, a guy that's going to do what it takes to win.
To be honest, that's how I've always been. That's how I've always been taught too. If you can get that extra bag, then get it. If the ball's within reach, then dive and get it. Just lay your body out on the line for it. So I've always been really taught to do that, and that's all I've practiced really was growing up.
All right, and when you look back, what are some of the things that remember best about playing here at Brenham?
I remember the experiences that I had with my teammates, staying in the hotels and stuff on our tournaments, and that's something that I'll never forget. We always had a lot of fun with that.
And I know probably in the summers you've had a chance to play against some guys that have been to the college level. What is the difference now between what you've been doing the last 3 years, 4 years, and what you're going to be expected to do the next 2 years?
In our district for Brenham, it was really tough. It's a bunch of the players that we played against were all going to college and playing at college levels. So I don't expect it to be a whole lot different, but I do expect the competition to gradually get better and better as I keep going.
All right, Jake, appreciate it, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is...
Carson Drain.
All right, Carson, great to have you here. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
How excited are you going to be to put your name on that dotted line tonight?
I'm very excited. It's definitely a dream come true.
And what was it about Texas Lutheran that drew you to them?
Really kind of the only place that really took a shot on me, which, I mean, it's fine with me because we went down there, visited, and it was beautiful. Loved the coaches and just excited to go down there.
And what are some of the things you feel that you bring to Texas Lutheran? What are some of the things you think you're going to be taking with you as far as attributes?
Well, I'm going there to catch, so that's mainly what I'm going to try to focus on. Hitting, I'm hoping is still going to be there, and just keeping my defense and offense ready.
What are some of the things that you felt being a Brenham Cub helped prepare you to be ready for this next level?
The work ethic, definitely the work ethic. All the workouts that we did, all the drills, just preparing us for the next level.
And as far as that that next level, what's the thing that you feel is going to be, the biggest thing to jump out at you when you get to that next level? You'll be playing with college ball players now. What's that next thing you think is going to just jump out at you?
Probably the age difference. Are just size difference in general, but I mean, work ethic will get you through a lot of things, and I'm hoping that's what it happens for me.
All right, and one thing about Texas Lutheran, there are quite a few Brenham folks down there as far as
yes,
students
sir.
And coaches down there, so I guess you got some people you can talk to.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Carson, appreciate it. Congratulations, and good luck. Good luck at Texas Lutheran.
Thank you.
All right. All right, and let's see who's next. All right, step on up. And next is?
Garrison Weiss.
All right, and Garrison, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And what was it about the Blinn Buccaneers that got you excited about playing baseball there?
I think they're an extremely good program that helps you get to the next level, an even higher level, and it just helps me excel in my game and get better at every aspect.
Now, when you and your fan, you got your own fan club with you tonight. When you were looking at different colleges and you sat down and talked with Coach McIntyre, what was it about him that really got you excited to stay here in Brenham and play at Blinn?
Just the way he runs the program and keeps guys accountable, and just the way they play baseball at Blinn, how they do things over there.
And what were some of the things that you learned these past few years being a Brenham Cub that are going to help you take your game to the next level?
Just hard work and accountability, and just keep being the player that my coaches here at Brenham have taught me to be.
And I know that we've been hearing for years that you're a baseball guy, but did it kind of seep into your mind just a little bit? Maybe I could try some football. did that kind of
it definitely crossed my mind. It crossed my mind a little bit, but I think baseball was definitely just a better opportunity for me in the long run.
That's it. You'd rather like dive in the dirt to maybe rob a guy of a single rather than face a blitzing linebacker?
I'd rather dive in the dirt than get smoked by a linebacker, a big 300-pound lineman. Yes, sir.
And how exciting is it that you're going to have family at all your games? I mean, and you're going to have your friends and your family coming.
It's exciting to be in this hometown, just and with Evan and Jake being on the team as well, and all the support we'll have.
And when you look back at the last couple of years, what are some of the things that that stand out to you? What are some of the things that you're most proud of?
Just our camaraderie as a team, the friendships I've made, how our team has grown throughout the years, and just how we've made friendships, and that'll last forever.
And one thing I did want to ask, you've been, even though it's a different sport, the quarterback that's led the team three rounds into the playoffs the last 2 years, how much does the leadership that was expected from you as a quarterback translate to the baseball field?
I think that was extremely helpful, just being in the locker room and having guys look up to you and just having guys expect you to be the leader. And I think that's going to really help me excel in baseball to do the same thing.
But they probably frowned upon you grabbing like some 6'3", 230-pound first baseman by the jersey and yell at him. That's probably not going to work in baseball, is it?
It probably will not, no.
You can get away with it in football, but not baseball.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Garrison, we look forward to seeing you the next 2 years. We've had a lot of fun watching the last few, so just
keep it going. Thank you.
All right. Garrison Oyce joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line. And next up is?
Clayton Schwartz.
All right, Clayton. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And now you're going to be taking a little different route, going
yes, sir.
To the TCS Postgrad Baseball Academy. Now that's in Melissa, Texas. First of all, tell us, where is Melissa, Texas?
In the school I'm going to, it's in Bryan.
Oh, the school, is,
yes,
they
sir.
Have different?
Yes, sir.
I did not see.
Yes, sir.
I didn't even know that. So, all right. So you're going to be staying actually pretty close to home then.
Yes, sir.
But what is it about the academy that got you excited?
But one is my only offer, and two, it was just luck that I knew the coach and he told me that they wanted me, so there's no way I was turning it down.
And what are some of the things that you're excited about as far as being able to take your game to the next level?
I'll be meeting new people. I don't know anybody on the team. I'll be like staying on my own and stuff, so it'd just be a whole new chapter.
And what are some of the things as far as speaking with the coaches that really has you excited about this?
We don't have a home field, so we'll be traveling a lot. He said we'll go to different places like Louisiana and Florida. So it's really just going to be, I'm going to be excited to see new stuff.
And what is it about being a part of a baseball learning experience that's got you really excited?
Really, it's really cool because I just met the guy, so he's really just going to show me like what I need to do to have a chance to play at a four-year school.
And as you kind of looked into this, into the academy, what are some of the things? I know that I was just reading some of the background stuff. They have sent dozens and dozens of players on to four-year schools. So what was it about that really has you excited?
It really gets me excited because they really want you. They really push you hard. It's what he said. They push you hard, and they really want you to go, and they have connections to get it.
And what are the things you feel that you need to learn from them about your game? What are some of the things you want to improve upon it in your
game? I want to improve a lot on my hitting, and I'm going to be a pitcher, so that would be excited to work with him and get me stronger and better.
All right. Well, Clayton, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
The best of luck in the future.
Yes, sir.
All right. And those are the Brenham Cubs that are going on to play baseball. And we've talked to them. We got a few more athletes we'd like to visit with, and we will do that right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
Hello. Would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Michelob Ultra distributor.
Looking for your next service special? Tegeler Toyota offers free brake pad and battery inspections performed by our Toyota certified technicians with every service. Visit Kurt in the service department and ask about our discounts on same day recommended services. We also offer a complimentary shuttle service to and from our facility. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-836-1615. That's 979-836-1615. Or visit our website at teglertoyota.com.
And we're back here on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. We're talking with Brenham High School athletes who are moving on to the collegiate level and are signing national letters of intent tonight. We've already covered Brenham Cup football and baseball. And now stepping up next is
Allison Meisner.
And Allison, a member of the Cubet volleyball team, is heading to
Southwestern College.
And talk a little bit about What excited you about Southwestern College?
Honestly, the coach. He was just very fun, and he was very energetic and was super excited about me coming to join his program. And he showed a lot of interest in me and was constantly looking at my video and still does to this day, actually. So I just think having his support and knowing that I'm not just going to be another player on his roster is, like, really comforting to know.
And how much do you think it played into it, the fact that the last 2 years are kind of turnaround years for the Cubettes, because they had a couple of tough years, and these last 2 years you guys have made the playoffs, have finished in the upper part of the district. How much did that play into your growth as a player?
That helped a lot. Also, having players like around me who are up to everybody's level. Everyone is just at the same standard, and we all expect the same of each other. Rather, as you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So whenever everyone is just performing the way they should be, it really helps getting your foot in the door into playoffs.
And what are some of the expectations that you've been told are going to be made of you at Southwestern?
Honestly, just to go out, play, and have fun. The school is a private school. It's a smaller school. There's only about 800 kids there. But everybody there, I've gotten to play with some of them and practice with my future teammates, and everyone is just super supportive of each other. So I think an expectation would just to be give it your all and play your best and play for each other and not for yourself.
And what are you going to be studying there?
I'll be majoring in psychology and minoring in criminal sciences, and I hope to go into forensic psychology with that one day.
Nice. Very nice. And what are some of the things, as you look back on these last couple of years as a Cubette, that have you that you kind of look back on fondly, or some of your fondest memories?
Honestly, in the moment they weren't fun, but the hardest practices that Coach Yeager has ever put us through, we hate them, and we can be mad at her all we want, but I think now as a senior, looking back on them, those are really the most crucial times and the most important days that helped me to be the player that I am today.
All right, and of course, are you ready to, I know it's going to be tough leaving, but have you kind of resigned yourself to the fact that you're going to be a couple of hundred miles from home?
I don't think it's fully hit me yet. Yeah. I think what helps is that my move-in date is going to be a little bit later than most people. You know, most people are going in like July or late July, but I'll be going at the beginning of August, so I'll get a little bit of more of a summer, I guess, to say my final goodbyes, and I think it'll hit me once I get there, but I'm ready for it.
And do you feel you're ready for the speed of the game? Because no matter if you go from one level to the next, the speed just changes so drastically, doesn't it?
I can comfortably say that I'm 100% ready for the speed. I've played a lot in club for the last 10 years, and so honestly, playing for Brenham sometimes is a little bit slow for me, because when I go to club, everything is super fast. So I think I have no trouble with the speed or anything of the new game.
All right. Well, Allison, we appreciate it. We've enjoyed watching the last couple of years, and we wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right. And that has been Allison Meisner going to play volleyball at Southwestern College. And next up with us is
Ashlyn Wells.
Okay, you can go ahead and set that down. There you go. All right. And Ashlyn, you're going to continue your soccer career at Mary Hardin Baylor. How excited are you about that?
I'm super excited. I'm ready to go.
All right. And what are some of the things that you feel drew you to Mary Hardin Baylor?
I went for a summer camp over the summer, a 3-day camp, just to go to get myself out there to get recognized by some of the college coaches. And I think what drew me was the environment, the amount of people that were there. I mean, the coaches were super great, worked with you every step of the way about how to critique, and just the little things just made me want to go back.
And What are some of the things you feel that they saw in you when they looked at films of you and when they came to the games to scout? What were some of the things that they saw in you?
My height.
Uh-huh.
So that was the first thing he said. He goes, "You're super tall. And that'll make you a great goalkeeper in the long run." So one thing was definitely height.
But that being said, I think anybody that's ever watched a soccer game knows you could be Dikembe Mutombo out there. If you don't have the skills, you're just going to be lost. So what are some of the skills you feel that make you ready for college?
Soccer-wise or just like school-wise?
Soccer-wise.
Soccer-wise. I think some of the things is I played field too, so that gave me a really good aspect as to how I saw the field as to other players that didn't get to see that field as the way that I see it. So I would be the one to know when the ball's getting crossed or when it's getting up and over or getting dropped back. I think those were just some of the key elements that just made me a great player in the back, is that I just knew every position because I played every position.
And I'm sure over the years in the summer you've gotten to play against some college talent, some college level players. What is it about playing at that next level that's going to be the toughest to adjust to?
I think the speed of the play. I just think the way the high school works, the speed of the play in college is a lot faster, a lot more advanced. So I think transferring over is just going to be a little thing, but I think I'll get the hang of it once I start doing it.
And speaking of the school, what are your studies going to be like?
I'm going to be majoring in physical therapy with a minor in nutrition.
All right. And getting back to soccer itself, I know it probably had to be tough that the season ended without a finish to the season, but you got most of the season in.
Yeah.
So what do you feel these last 2 years? You've gotten honored by the district these last 2 years. What's it been like being part of the Cubette program?
It's been a real great honor of mine. I mean, I got to start my freshman year, which I think was an amazing start as to getting used to the position that I was playing, being real green at it, being real new at it. But being part of the Cubette soccer team is like a family. I mean, it's a second family. You do everything together as that team. You do pasta parties, you do group activities outside of school to get bonding together. And so, I mean, the last 2 years have just been great. It's been a real rough ride with this COVID, but I mean, I'm excited.
All right. Well, we're excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy playing at Mary Hardin Baylor.
Thank you so much.
All right. Ashton Wells, thanks for joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line. And again, we've got 15 athletes signing national letters of intent, and I believe we have gotten all of our interviews in, and we have talked with all of our athletes. We did miss a few, but we apologize, and we wish them the best of luck. And if you're looking to come on out, there's plenty of room here in the theater for social distancing. So if you want to come out and support these athletes, you're more than welcome to. And you can find a spot in the audience, and then the youngsters will be on the stage signing their letters of intent and taking pictures. So we wish all of them the best of luck, and we have been very happy to be part of this. So we're going to try this one more time. We're going to take a quick break and then come back to wrap it up after these words here on the Brenham Sports Line.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Your Caribbean cruise was canceled and you're stuck at home. But that doesn't mean you can't have some fun this summer. KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 and Brazos Valley businesses are teaming up to save your summer. Nothing makes you feel better than getting gifts in cash, and KWHI has plenty of both all summer long. Every week, we're giving away terrific prizes like a month of unlimited spray tanning from Ruby Salon, 1 month of personal training from 23 Fitness, and a margarita and ice cream basket from Topper's Liquor and Wine. Plus, we're giving away over $1,000 in cash, $101.70 at a time. It's easy to win. Just visit our sponsors and sign up, like Nathan's Barbecue, Herman Furniture, and New Dimensions Crystals and Reiki in Brenham. A complete list is available at our website, kwhi.com. Visit as many stores as you can for your best chance to win. We're here to save your summer. We're KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
And welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line. We've been on the road tonight at Brenham High School, where it is National Signing Night for 15 athletes who are signing their National Letters of Intent, members of the senior class of 2020. We want to thank them for coming by and visiting with us. Let's run them down again real quick. In football, signing with Blinn College, Jackson Miller, J.T. Robinson, Jan Tusum, and Garrett Wiesepoppy. Signing with Southwest Assemblies of God, Travion Britton. Meanwhile, in baseball, signing with Blinn, Garrison Weiss, Evan Aschenbeck, and Jake Olson. Texas Lutheran, Carson Drain, Temple Junior College, Jackson Korn, and TCS Postgrad Baseball Academy, Clayton Schwartz. The Cubette Volleyball team, Allison Meisner, signing at Southwestern College of Kansas. Girls soccer, Ashlyn Wells with Mary Harden Baylor. And from the track program, Alana Stackhouse at Ranger Junior College and Damian Lewis, Neosha County Community College of Kansas. We wish them the best of luck and thanks for being here tonight. So we're going to let everybody head on inside and get ready for the ceremony. And thank you for joining us tonight. So let's crank up the music. Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Class Care Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham, making you look great in everything they do. Coming up, music from Friendly Country here on KWHI. So for our field producer, Mark Whitehead, who pushed all the buttons and turned all the knobs, I'm the Sports Doc, Ed Pavel. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next week here on the Brenham Sports Line. Good night.